particularly when his reading came upon courtships and cartels, where he often found passages like, "The reason of the unreason, with which my reason is afflicted, so weakens my reason, that with reason I murmur at your beauty." Or again, "The high heavens, that of your divinity divinely fortify you with the stars, render you deserving of the desert of your greatness deserves." Over conceits of this sort, the poor gentleman lost his wits, and used to lie awake striving to understand them and worm the meaning out of them. What Aristotle himself could not have made out or extracted had he come to life again for that special purpose. He was not at all easy about the wounds which Don Belianis gave and took, because it seemed to him that, great as were the surgeons who had cured him, he must have had his face and body covered all over with seams and scars. He commended, however, the author's way of ending his book with the promise of that interminable adventure, and many a time was he tempted to take up his pen and finish it properly, as is there proposed, which no doubt he would have done, and made a successful piece of work of it too, had not greater and more absorbing thoughts prevented him. Many an argument did he have with the curate of his village, a learned man and a graduate of Siguenza, as to which had been the better knight, Palmerin of England or Amad.